This is the Sakar Merli of the 21st of May 2024. Essence. Sweet children, Shiv Baba is the wonderful father, teacher and Satguru. He doesn't have a father of his own. He never learns anything with anyone. He doesn't need to have a guru. You should remember him with such wonder. Question. What newness should there be in your remembrance so that you souls can easily become pure? Answer. When you sit in remembrance, continue to draw a current from the Father. You look at the Father, and the Father looks at you. It is such remembrance that purifies souls. This remembrance is very easy, but some children repeatedly forget that they are souls and not bodies. Only soul-conscious children can stay in remembrance. Om Shanti. You sweetest children have the faith that our Father is the unlimited Father and that he doesn't have a father of his own. There isn't any human being in the world who doesn't have a father. Each and every point has to be understood very clearly, and the one who is giving you this knowledge is the one who has never studied. Otherwise, human beings definitely study one thing or another. Sri Krishna too studied. The father asks, "What would I study? I have come to teach you. I have not studied with anyone. I haven't taken teachings from anyone. I haven't adopted any gurus." According to the drama plan, the praise of the father would definitely be the highest of all. It is remembered that God is the highest on high. Who could be higher than him? No father, teacher or guru. That unlimited father has no father, teacher or guru. He himself is the father, teacher and guru. You can understand this very well. There cannot be such a human being. You have to remember such a father, teacher and Satguru with such wonder. People say, "O God the Father." He is also the knowledgeful teacher and supreme guru. He is the only one. There isn't another being like him. He has to teach you through a human body. He definitely needs a mouth in order to teach you. If you children repeatedly remember this, your boats can go across. Only by having remembrance will your sins be absolved. By knowing him as the supreme teacher, all of this knowledge will enter your intellects. He is also the Satguru who is teaching us yoga. You have to have yoga with the one alone. All souls have the one Father. He says to all souls, "Constantly remember me alone." It is the soul that does everything. It is the soul that controls the motor, the body. You can call it a chariot or anything else. The soul is the main one that controls everything. The Father of all souls is the one. You even say that all of you are brothers. We are all brothers, children of the one Father. Then, When the father enters the body of Prajapita Brahma, we have to become brothers and sisters. The mouth-born creation of Prajapita Brahma would be brothers and sisters. A brother cannot marry his sister. So all of you are Prajapita Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. By considering yourselves to be brothers and sisters, you become the lovely children of God's community. You would say that you are the direct community of God. God, Baba, is teaching us everything. He hasn't learnt anything from anyone. He is constantly perfect. His degrees never decrease, whereas the degrees of everyone else do. We praise Shiv Baba a lot. It is very easy to say Shiv Baba. It is only the Father who is the purifier. It doesn't seem right to simply say God. How the Father comes and makes all the impure ones pure now touches your hearts. There is your physical Father and also your Parlokic Father. Everyone remembers the Parlokic Father. They remember him because they are impure. Once you have become pure, there is no need to call out to the purifier. Look what the drama is like. You remember the purifier, Father, because you want to become the masters of the pure world. In the scriptures, they have shown a battle between the deities and the devils, but it is not like that. You now understand that we are neither deities nor devils. We are now in between the two. You all continue to grind this into yourselves. This is a very enjoyable play. In a play, you just watch the entertainment. All of those are limited dramas, whereas this drama is unlimited. No one else knows it. Even deities cannot know it. You have now moved away from the Iron Age. Those who know this can also explain it to others. Once you have seen a particular drama, the whole of that drama stays in your intellect. Baba has explained to you that this is the human world tree and that its seed is up above. They speak of the variety form image. The Father sits here and explains to you children. People don't know this. Would Shiv Baba have learnt a language from anyone? Since he doesn't have a teacher, what language would he have learnt? So he would definitely use the language of the chariot he has entered. He doesn't have a language of his own. He doesn't study or learn anything. He doesn't have a teacher of his own. Sri Krishna learns everything. He has a mother, father, and teacher. He doesn't need a guru because he has already received salvation. Only you know this. You Brahmins are the highest of all. You have to keep this in your awareness. It is the Father who is teaching us. We are now Brahmins. It is very clear. Brahmins, then deities. You say of God that he knows everything, but you don't know what it is that he knows. He is knowledgeful. He has the knowledge of the beginning, middle and end of the whole world. The seed has the knowledge of the whole tree. Those are non-living seeds, whereas you are living. You explain the knowledge of your tree. The Father says, I am the seed of this variety human world. All are human beings, but there is variety. The features of the body of not a single soul can be the same as those of another. No two actors can be the same. This is an unlimited drama. We don't refer to human beings as actors, but to souls as actors. Those people consider human beings to be actors. It is in your intellects that you souls are actors. Those people dance. Just as people make monkeys dance, so too it is the soul that makes the body dance. He makes it play his part. These things are very easy to understand. The unlimited Father definitely comes. It isn't that he doesn't come. There is also the birth of Shiva. The Father comes when the world has to change. On the path of devotion, they continue to remember Sri Krishna. But how could Sri Krishna come? It is not possible to see the form of Sri Krishna with your physical eyes in the Iron Age or the Confluence Age. So how can he be called God? He is the number one prince of the Golden Age. He has a father and a teacher, but doesn't need a guru because he is in salvation. Heaven is called salvation. The account is clear. You children understand that human beings take 84 births. You show the account of how many births they take. The deity clan definitely comes first. Their births are the first births. When the first one takes birth, all the others come after him. You know these things. Some of you also understand these things very well. Just as it is easy in those studies, so this too is very easy. There is just one incognito difficulty. Maya creates obstacles in your having remembrance of the Father because Maya, Ravan, is jealous. When you remember Rama, Ravan is jealous and thinks, why is my slave remembering Rama? This is also fixed in the drama beforehand. It is not anything new. You will play the same parts that you played in the previous cycle. You are now making effort. You are making the same effort that you made in the previous cycle. This cycle continues to turn. It never ends. Time continues to tick away. The Father explains that this drama is of 5,000 years. They have written such different things in the scriptures. The Father never asks you to stop doing devotion, because if you then became unable to continue here, and had also let go of it, you would be neither here nor there. You would then be of no use. This is why you see that some human beings are such that they don't perform any devotion. They simply continue to move along in life just like that. Some say that God himself adopts many forms. Oh, but this is an eternally predestined, unlimited drama which continues to repeat. This is why it is called an eternal, imperishable world drama. Only you children can understand it, and it is very easy for you Kumaris. The mothers have to climb down the ladder that they climbed up. Kumaris don't have any other bondages. They don't have any other thoughts. They can just belong to the Father. You have to forget your worldly relationships and forge a parlokic relationship. In the Iron Age, there is degradation. According to the drama, you have to come down. The people of Bharat say that all of this belongs to God. He is the master. Who are you? I am a soul. But all of this belongs to God. All of this, including this body, etc., has been given by the Supreme Soul. They say this, and that's fine. They say that everything has been given by God. Acha, so you should then not have any dishonesty in looking after that which has been given to you. However, they don't understand this. They simply follow the directions of Ravan. The father explains, you are trustees, but because this is the community of Ravan, you deceive yourselves in being trustees. You say one thing and do something else. The father gave you something and then took it away. So why should you feel sorrow about that? The father explains all of these things to his children in order to finish their attachment. The father has now come. You called out, Baba, take us back with you. We are very unhappy in the kingdom of Ravan. Come and make us pure. This is because you understand that you cannot go back without becoming pure. Take us back with you? Where? Take us home. Everyone says that they want to go home. The devotees of Sri Krishna want to go to paradise, the land of Krishna. They simply continue to remember the golden age. It is something so lovely. When a person dies, he doesn't go to heaven. Heaven is in the golden age and hell is in the iron age. So surely rebirth would also take place in hell. This is not the golden age. That is a wonder of the world. They say this, they understand it, and yet when someone dies, their relatives don't understand anything. Only the father, who has this knowledge of the cycle of 84 births, can give it to you. You used to consider yourselves to be bodies, but that was wrong. The father now says, may you be soul conscious. Sri Krishna cannot say, may you be soul conscious. He has a body of his own. Shiv Baba doesn't have a body of his own. This is his chariot in which he is present. This is that one's chariot and also this one's chariot. There is this one's own soul too. The father has taken his body on loan. The father says, I take the support of this one. I do not have a body of my own. So how would I teach you? The father sits here every day and pulls you to make sure you consider yourselves to be souls and look at the father. Even this body should be forgotten. I look at you and you look at me. The more you look at the Father, the purer you will continue to become. There is no other way to become pure. If there is, then show that way through which a soul can become pure. A soul will not become pure with the water of the Ganges. First of all, You have to give someone the father's introduction. No other father is like that one. Feel their pulse and see if they have understood sufficiently that they become amazed. They should understand that that one truly is the Supreme Soul. The Father is now giving you children his own introduction as to who he is. Children also know that history repeats. Only those who belong to this clan will come. All others will go into their own religions. Those who have been converted into other religions will emerge and come back to their own section. This is why the incorporeal tree has been shown. Only you children understand these things. Others hardly understand. Out of 7 to 8, there'd be one or two who emerge who think that this knowledge is very good. Those who belong here will have fewer storms. They would want to come here again to listen to this knowledge. Some come here, but they then become coloured by other company and they don't come back a second time. Wherever they see a group going, they would join it. It takes a lot of effort. So much effort has to be made. You repeatedly say that you forget, I am a soul and not this body. You repeatedly forget this. The Father knows that you children have become ugly by sitting on the pyre of lust. You have been buried in the graveyard. This is how you became ugly. The Father says to you, all of my children have been burnt. This is an unlimited matter. There are so many millions of souls who are going to reside in my home. That is, they are going to reside in Bramlock. The Father is in the unlimited. You will also go into the unlimited. You know that Baba will carry out establishment and then depart, and you will then rule the kingdom. All the other souls will go back to the land of peace. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Even if Ravan becomes jealous of you actors, if he creates obstacles or brings storms to you, do not see those, but remain engrossed in your efforts, because each actor has his own individual part to play in this drama. This eternal drama is predestined. 2. Do not become dishonest by following the directions of Ravan while looking after the valuables entrusted to you. Remove your attachment from everyone and live as complete trustees. Blessing. May you have a constantly stable mood and give all souls a drop of happiness, peace and love as a great donor. Let the mood of you children remain constantly stable and happy. Let it not be that you sometimes have an off mood, or that your mood is sometimes very happy. The moods of those who are constantly great donors never change. 3. To become a deity means to be a bestower. No matter what anyone gives you, you great donor children have to give everyone a drop of happiness, a drop of peace, and a drop of love. Together with serving with your bodies, also stay busy in serving with your minds, and you will accumulate double the charity. Slogan: your specialities are an offering from God. Do not use them just for yourself, but share them and thereby multiply them. Om Shanti.